So now I'm going to talk about my painting of essentially a landscape with a field at the front and silhouettes of a village and a hedgerow and so on in the background. So the process, in brief, I started finger painting the headline and the silhouettes and so on, and the sky were all finger paint, which I really enjoy because I find it's very spontaneous, it's very instinctive. I can't really see what I'm doing with my hands in the way, so it's very much on feel. And then I played around, you can see the scratches and so on with the palette knife. One thing I enjoy doing a lot, I do a lot of drawing with ink, with fine liners, and the tip of a palette knife, actually it feels very much like that. So the sort of sketchy lines you see in the hedge are simply sort of done that way. The sky, it's actually nighttime, that's the moon. And for some reason, I felt it was too perfect having the circle, so I just sort of swept across it, and I liked the way that looks. But interestingly enough, the foreground, I could not get the way I wanted it, and this must have gone through about four different reincarnations over the space of 48 hours. I just kept painting over it and restarting, which is why you've got this kind of grid pattern. In the center, that's actually the grain of the canvas showing through because I've scraped away so hard at it. There was a lot of scraping, a lot of layers of paint put on, taken off, and played around with until I finally got something I was happy with. And I really enjoyed the way the yellow came through in the way that it has, the ochre, and the way that I think it was Payne's grey or not black, one or the other, and the white. So we've got grey and so on, and I don't know. I wasn't sure anyone else would like it, but I know that I did. And the first title that comes to mind for me is very much about the ploughed field at the front. I grew up surrounded by fields in Devon, and farming was a huge part of the community. And in fact, the village, or the impression of the village in the background, I guess, sort of comes from childhood memories and so on. The village was at the top of a huge field behind our house. So the first title I choose is Furrowed. And furrowed rather than furrows, because again, it sort of feels like an emotion as well as just, a description of what I've painted. And I suppose a second title would probably have to have something to do with the fact that it's nighttime. It really is just a midnight landscape or something. Yeah, I can't think of anything more imaginative than that, so I should go with Furrowed and Midnight Landscape.